from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the aftermath of the toxic train derailments in East Palestine, Ohio, Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit.
The agreement is related to a fiery train derailment in February 2023 in eastern Ohio. The company says the settlement, if approved by the court, will resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. For those residents who chose to participate, the settlement will cover personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment.
It's correspondent Jeremy House. In court this morning for sentencing, the parents of Michigan high school gunman Ethan Crumley. James and Jennifer Crumley have been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Ethan Crumley fatally shot four students at Oxford High School. Prosecutors seeking 10 years in prison for the couple say the parents failed to take action that could have prevented the tragedy. One prosecutor terms it a case of gross negligence. Crunch time this week for House Speaker Johnson as he decides if and how funnel more money to Ukraine.
Johnson has promised lawmakers will take up Ukraine aid first thing this week as they return from their Easter recess. The White House asking for some $92 billion in aid, the lion's share for Ukraine and money also for Israel and defense of U.S. interests in the Indo-Pacific. But some conservative Republicans, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, opposed tens of billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine, while little has been done to secure the U.S. southern border. Bob Agner reporting.
A New York appeals court judge turning down former President Trump's request to delay next week's start of the so-called hush money trial. The Trump team also failed to get a change of venue for the trial in Democrat-dominated Manhattan. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 258 points. The Nasdaq off 71. The S&P is down 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own.
This KNTQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. A well-known Las Vegas attorney and his wife shot and killed during a deposition yesterday. The gunman killing himself. Those victims have been identified as lawyer Dennis Prince and his wife Ashley, who was involved in a contentious custody battle with her ex-husband. The gunman has been identified as longtime lawyer Joseph Houston II. He's the father of Ashley's ex-husband. Police say that shooting happened inside the law offices of the Prince Law Group, where Prince and his wife and the gunman were at the office for a deposition related to child custody. They say the couple was the specific target and that another person was actually shooed away by the gunman before the attack actually happened. Police say they've got a theory about the reason behind the shooting, but have yet to officially disclose it. With copper wire theft being a major problem for Clark County, officials trying to get creative in order to deter the thieves. Instead of replacing the stolen wire back underground where it was stolen, county officials are now replacing the wire overhead, hopefully making it tougher for the thieves to get at it. They're also replacing the stolen copper wire with aluminum wire, which is less valuable. Now, since 2022, more than 500,000 feet of copper wire has been stolen from around southern Nevada, resulting in nearly $2 million in replacement costs for Clark County alone. Another first for southern Nevada, this one a good one, the Vegas Valley cracking the top 10 for new industrial space. Local commercial real estate experts say a shifting business and political climate in the Golden State and the lower cost of land here in Nevada is prompting Golden State businesses to make the move here to southern Nevada. The Vegas Valley ranking ninth for the most industrial space under construction, with more than 11 million square feet of new stock being built to add to the current stock of 132 million square feet. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A couple of problems on I-15 this hour. As you drive in from North Las Vegas area, an accident on 15 southbound approaching Washington is being reported. Not seeing a lot of backup to go along with that until you get through the Rainbow. Or the Spaghetti Bowl, rather. 15 southbound after Spring Mountain is a more recent accident, so it's going to cause a bit of extra delay through the area. It's already busy anyway. 15 southbound before Washington, 15 southbound after Spring Mountain. Also at the interchange, 95 southbound ramp to get on to 15 southbound. That's being cleared of an accident. Sunny and a little bit warmer today. We'll have temperatures rise to the upper 70s this afternoon, currently 57 degrees, and the winds will be whipping up around 25 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shengang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, and of course you know how we always save our best for last. So it is with Captain Sam Brown, the candidate for the U.S. Senate, trying to unseat Jackie Rosen. He joins us now. Sam, how you been, my friend?
Kevin, I'm doing great, and Nevadans are doing great as well with President Trump. Now, very clearly leading in the polls here, and not just here, but in so many battleground states, America is on the mend.
I want to ask you about the Cook Political Report, because a week ago, this race was seen as a leaning Democrat. It has now been relabeled, and it is now a toss-up. What does your polling show, and is this consistent with what you're seeing on the ground?
This is great news, and it is totally consistent with what we're seeing on the ground. Essentially, the grassroots movement that we started here 3 years ago when I ran in the Senate primary last time it's just continued to grow, and we're seeing so much enthusiasm, not only for President Trump, as I just mentioned, but also for this campaign. People are flocking to what they rightfully see as someone who understands the issues, someone who has the leadership to be able to address the issues. And look, when we've got an open border that is allowing for so many people to come into this country, public safety issues are among some of the chief concerns of Nevadans that I talk to, as well as, the sheriffs. When I talk to the sheriffs around the state, and they say, Sam, the number one thing you can do as our future U.S. senator is help secure our border, reinstate that remain in Mexico policy, These are some of the things that are motivating folks who, let's be honest, Kevin, some people haven't been that engaged in the past, but they're getting engaged now. So I'm thrilled to have so much support. The polls are dead even. Jackie Rosen and I are running a dead heat. And look, we all remember she is the protege of Harry Reid. And Chuck Schumer is so afraid that she'll lose this seat and he's going to lose the majority with it, that between him and her, they have now committed $50 million to this race. And already, I'm sure there's going to be more. So you don't throw $50 million into a race against a candidate like myself unless you're deathly afraid that you're going to lose it.
I want to ask you, because you've been crisscrossing the state, all 17 counties. What is the top two, maybe three issues that you're hearing that really resonate with voters?
Well, the border is the border, and just, you know, the financial hardship of this this economy that is dealing with so much inflation are clearly the top two issues. So when we get to the third issue, it's pretty much going to be education. You know, whether you're a parent or a grandparent, when you see this younger generation that is being failed by our school systems, and parents are clamoring for choice. I mean, this is not a partisan issue. This is something that most Nevadans very clearly want, and the Democrats have been just blockading any sort of attempt to give parents more choice, opportunity scholarships, more charter schools. This has become something where Republicans are the champion of, and it's something I'm hearing a lot from voters as well. It's kind of the third issue.
Late last week, we had the March jobs report, which the Biden administration was crowing about. They were patting themselves on the back. And they were taking a victory lap, so to speak. But I've talked to a number of people since then that say when you really look under the hood of this jobs report, it is a fraud. It is a fraud with a capital F.
Yeah, no, this has become commonplace with this administration, and it's hard to trust anything that's put out when it has to do with jobs and the economy, inflation. I mean, you know, this is the same administration that wants to tell us that, you know, inflation is coming down. You know, your prices at the grocery store, the gas pump aren't so bad. So, yeah, look, they've had job numbers revised month after month, and it's almost never in a positive direction. And this one is no different. In fact, I believe it was something like 70,000 of the jobs that were reported were government jobs. Only 6,000 in manufacturing. This is not a healthy jobs economy, and it's sad whenever, you know, we have to be skeptical because they've lost the credibility of having lied to us and having to revise these numbers. By the way, almost all of these jobs were just part-time jobs too, so it's probably not even someone's first job. It's probably a second job, because the financial pressures of the inflation that people are having to try and make ends meet with is driving more and more people to have to go seek additional employment. And this is clearly Joe Biden's America, in a stark contrast to what our economy and our country was like under President Trump. And it's, once again, why I'm confident that President Trump is going to win Nevada, win the presidency, and we're also going to win the Senate race and help take back the majority there, so we can help push through that America First agenda that will get our country back in the right track.
Again, Captain Sam Brown joining us, candidate for the U.S. Senate. It is a subject that I hear from folks all the time, every day, and that is the state of education, in particular in CCSD. And can you talk a little bit about the role the federal government should be playing in the education of our kids? And I'll ask you the question I ask every candidate. Are you for school choice?
I'm 100% for school choice. Now, we've got a situation here where the federal government ought not to be involved in education. When we've got this, the local sort of control of it, you know, at a local level and state level, is stonewalling parents. You know, President Trump led the initiative from a federal level on trying to help push towards more school choice, providing more opportunity scholarships. And so to the extent that the federal government is involved in education, that would be my focus, is to support parents, to give them more choice, to hold failing schools accountable, to giving kids other options. And this is not something that we can afford to make a mistake on. You've got essentially one shot at your childhood in those you know, younger learning years. And what we've been doing is failing a generation of young people, and it's got to change, and it's got to change fast.
I got to ask you, because I see it every day. I'm confronted with these stupid ads from Jackie Rosen saying what a wonderful job she's doing for us. I've seen Biden ads up. Will you be responding? Will you be able to counter this advertising blitz that's going on right now with Jackie Rosen?
Yeah, we're really winding up the sort of advertising part of our campaign. We'll be coming out with some pretty clear messages, contrasting her record with where we ought to be. And look, this is you know, just a testament to how well fundraising's going, though. Kevin, you know, I want your listeners to know that this is a grassroots, you know, really just build campaign, and that includes our donors. Our average donation, you know, from quarter to quarter, hovers around $50 to $60. So Nevadans out there, in fact, out of all of the you know, candidates in this race right now, at least those who are, you know, really have been on the road a lot and raising the amount of money you need, I've got the largest share from Nevadans, and I'm really proud of that. So fortunately, we've raised well over $5 million so far. We're lagging behind Rosen. That's not necessarily a surprise, but we're raising the sort of funds that we need to be competitive and to put out a message and take this thing across the finish line with a victory in November.
It's a question I ask every candidate, because every race is different. What is it you need from my listeners today?
I need your listeners to find a way to get involved in collecting ballots, whether that's talking to your friends and neighbors, your family. We're at a crossroad right now as a nation, and your listeners know that. But sometimes we've got to go step out and do something that's maybe we haven't done before, or a little bit uncomfortable. I'm running for United States Senate. There's other things I'd rather do. But for your listeners, I need them to step out and go talk to their neighbors, talk to their family, convince them that this is the election we have to vote in, and help make sure that those ballots get in and are counted.
Let me just ask you, because voter integrity is so vitally important, and I know that the state party is looking at this. Are you convinced, are you skeptical or optimistic that we're going to have free and fair elections coming up?
You know, I've become more optimistic that we're going to have the right eyes on it, you know, keeping accountability of the processes. You know, the state party is involved. The RNC is involved. Chairman Whatley, you know, our new chairman of the RNC, as well as, you know, co-chair Laura Trump, is they are focused on election integrity as their number one issue. And so I've got to trust that, you know, they've got the right people, the right resources in place to ensure that, you know, these processes are happening as they ought to. And so given that, I know that in a free and fair election environment, we're well positioned to defeat Jackie Rosen.
Sam, how can folks reach out to you again? Just one more time.
Yeah, CaptainSamBrown.com is the website, or any social media, at Captain Sam Brown. Go click on the Get Involved link at the top of the page. You know, fill out your information. It'll give you options on what you can do to get engaged and volunteer and just join our movement with your vote, if you can, with your contributions, and certainly with your voice. I really appreciate it.
Sam, be safe out there on the campaign trail. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Sam Brown joining us, candidate for U.S. Senate, CaptainSamBrown.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, who will be on the ballot, will join us. She just came back from the border. All that and more, Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
You may know me as the Millionaire Matchmaker.
Patty Stanger, the Matchmaker, is here.
I teamed up with Nick Vile, and I'm offering my services to any single looking for love.
Thursday on the CW.
I am single as can be.
So you want this perfect-looking person. Shocker!
The Goddess of Love returns.
I'm telling it like it is.
So get ready to find the one.
Good thing to have us, Patty.
Let's make it happen.
With these two. Catch the series premiere of Patty Stanger, the Matchmaker. Then...
this is Lovers and Liars.
It's the new dating show that asks the questions.
It's up to these three guys to figure out who is who.
Who will fall in love?
These men have no idea what we're capable of.
And who will fall for the lies?
I don't know if I'm terrified or turned on.
Lovers and Liars. After Patty Stanger, the Matchmaker. Series premieres all new Thursday on the CW.
Thursday at 8 on the CW Las Vegas.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyers.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. I love it when you're with us every day. Oh, it's so much fun. By the way, this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for all that you do. I found it fascinating watching Charlie Gasparino yesterday on Fox. He is a Fox Business reporter. And talked about Donald J. Trump and how he appears to be courting Miriam Adelson for money. This would be interesting. Listen to Charlie Gasparino. This was yesterday on Fox News Channel.
We once interviewed Sheldon, since he's passed, I guess I can talk about this. Actually, one of my old producers interviewed Sheldon, and we did a story on it for Fox Business that quoted him on background and things of that nature, where, you know, he's always had reservations about Trump, just personally. You know, he thought he was divisive, overly divisive. He opened his mouth too much tweeting. I mean, I got to go back and pull the story, but essentially what I said, and I think... You know, Miriam is probably echoing some of those things. Now, he still gave to Trump in 2016
right.
a lot, and because he looked at the sort of differences between the two and said, you know, Hillary, Trump, you know, I'm going here. This is better for America. And I did see Sheldon Adelson at the Trump inaugural, one of the inaugural balls, which I happened to sneak into. And
that's indigenous.
I went under the guise of Jerry Jones, just so you know.
Okay.
I can't tell you how that happened. But what I will tell you is that, you know, Sheldon was always a little skeptical of Donald from the sort of personal behavioral standpoint. And I think.
But he gave. His wife might give now. We'll see, right?
I think they're all open to it. I just think they look at what's going on in Washington now. They look at the Biden administration just from economic policies. And I think they're going to say, you know, do we really want four more years of this? You know, these are all business people.
Sure. So if Donald Trump did get money from her, he'd be over the moon about it, I guess, right?
He will over be. But moon. I bet you he's, you know him. You and
sure.
I have been covering him forever. He's one of the most persuasive and charming people when he wants to be. Yeah. And I guarantee he's turning on that charm right now.
There you have it. Charlie Gasparino from Fox Business Network and talking about how Trump is apparently courting Miriam Adelson. This would be major news because she's got tons of dough, and this could be fascinating. By the way, this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge. I was there just a couple of days ago. Open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stay where you are. Coming up, we were talking with Captain Sam Brown about that bogus jobs report, the March jobs report, which was just a fabrication. It's the big lie when it comes to jobs and inflation and things like that. And just where you and I live, you tell me if your life is better now than it was 3.5 years ago. And the answer is probably no. We'll tackle that and a whole bunch more coming up. Alfredo Ortiz will join us, the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. They've been studying this jobs report, and they've got the lowdown on it. We'll let you hear that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
While the Vegas Golden Knights aren't exactly clinging to the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, back-to-back losses are keeping them from moving out of a wild card spot. The Knights took a 2-0 lead on a pair of goals by Jack Eichel in Vancouver last night, but weren't able to hold it, getting outscored 4-1 the rest of the